I'm Theo.
And I'm Juliet.
And this is Apologies Accepted.
We offer an entertaining look at some of the big issues in history by examining public apologies of the famous and infamous.
We're looking at politicians, serial killers, actors, and you.
Send us a public apology you'd like to make, and we'll read it on the air and give you a chance to redeem yourself or just get some guilt off your shoulders.
We're here for you. Once a week, maybe more if you're really, really sorry. Hi, everybody.
This is Apologies Accepted,
the podcast.
And I'm not Theo.
And I'm not Juliet.
And the burning question on all our minds is, Theo, what's shaking bacon?
I drove halfway across the country, and I am... Yes, I know. And you know what? It wasn't bad, actually. Like,
I love driving.
The road was open the whole way. What else? I was able to do 90. I'm sorry, officer. I was able to do 75 the whole way.
Very nice.
Which was, I mean, it was my road. It was easy. The first 13 hours went by. Spent the night at the hotel I always stay. I'm classing it up. At the motel that I always stay at. They have,
it's a cute motel.
It's sweet. And what I love most about it is they allow dogs. So, like,
yes.
There's just lots of dogs there. And all right, let's see what else. And so I woke up and I was really excited to, like, get on the road and get out here mm-hmm. and see Terry. So I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, Tucson time.
Wow.
And was like, let's just hit it and get on that great wide road.
Yeah.
And so I did. And then I got into Palm Springs, I don't know, like around 10 a.m. or so, we'll just say.
Uh-huh.
And around about 11, I got a text from the Hotel McCoy. And they've done some updates, right? It's some pretty convenient updates. So your room key is just a code now, and they have electronic locks on all the doors. You punch in the code. I was like, go, Hotel McCoy. That's awesome. Before you had to key... I don't know if you know what a key is, but before they would hand you a key, you would have to then hand the key back to them. Pain in the ass, right? So great. And they were like, yep. And so when you're ready to check out, just punch in code 2525 into your door lock.
No.
And I was like, fuck.
I'm long gone.
Like, I didn't know this. Could you told me that when I checked in?
Right.
Right. But you gave me the codes for the pool and the gym and the laundry room, and you showed me where the Coke machines were, cocaine, and you allowed me, like, drinking chips. They give you these little gambling chips when you check in, and you can trade them in for a free glass of wine or keep it as a souvenir that you then accidentally leave at a gas station on the pump as you were looking at it, right? So cool. So whatever, I send them a text, and they were like, no worries, it's fine. Hotel McCoy, I fucking love you. Thank you. That's great. Let's see. Yeah.
I'm going to stay there one day. I have to stay there. I'm just so curious as to what it's like. So although it's
not
convenient for anything for me, I'm going to stay there.
Oh, all right. Well, would I say you do have a dog?
Yes.
And so Sophie might enjoy it.
She might. But it's only like 2 hours, 3 hours from where my house is. So there's really no point in staying in a hotel so close to the house. But you never know. One day I might be coming back from New Mexico or something and just not feel like going the whole way.
You might be driving out to Austin one day and you might get tired 2 hours into the trip.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so whatever for the road, whatever for Hotel McCoy, which I do like, right? I'm automatically dismissing it because I'm that way. And then got here, hung out. And yesterday, I've been here for a few days. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was like, let's do something we've never done before. And let's do something really fancy. Let's go to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and pretend that we're guests, right?
Nice.
And go to the bar and have some drinks. And just hang out, get some appetizers, and just, you know, soak up the vibe.
Sounds fun.
So we did that. We weren't really dressed appropriately. We weren't dressed inappropriately. I wasn't in a Speedo.
Right.
But, you know, I was in my usual sloppy gear. And they do have a little, they suggest that you show up in business attire.
And, really?
Yeah, on their website, right? So fuck your website. How dare you? Don't be classist.
Right.
But, so, you know, it took more than a few minutes to get attention from somebody, and And the server waved at us and then didn't come over to the table. And then waved at us again a few minutes later and didn't come over to the table. But, I mean, you know, busy-ish. No, it wasn't busy, right? Yeah. And I was like, maybe we're sitting in the wrong section. Maybe, maybe it doesn't look like we really want a drink. Clearly, I look like an alcoholic. And so I do want a drink. I mean, it's 8 a.m. here. Hi.
Obviously.
So, duh. Anyway, she came over to the table and she was like, hi, may I help you? And I was like, oh, yes, great. I wasn't sure if we'd done something wrong, if we were sitting in the wrong section. And she was like, oh, no, not at all. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, it was 15 minutes, but fine, right? Because I just love to complain. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then I felt bad about saying anything at all because if I don't feel guilty about something, it's just not a day that ends in a Y. And so then I went a little bit out of my way to make friends with the server. Like, oh, you're so nice. Can I have your children? And like, bear them. And so found my new favorite drink, which is a guava martini. Holy moly, was it good. It was insanely good. It's my new
tropical
litmus test for civilization. Hi, I'll have a guava martini. I'm sorry, I don't know what those are. I'm in the middle of nowhere. And so we're leaving, right? And we'd had, because it's a fancy hotel, they only have valet. You can't park across the street and walk. And so I'm standing there waiting for the car, and this car pulls up right next to me. Because I'm standing right in the middle of the front doors because I love all the attention all the time. So everybody has to walk right by me to get into the hotel. And it was my old boss from Disney sitting in the passenger seat. Yes.
My God.
I have not seen him since 1990, since the 1900s. I can officially say that, right? And also, although we have some friends in common, their work friends, that Disney people that we stayed in touch with, whatever, right? It's not like we talk to each other every year, right? But whatever. If one of them sends me a text, it doesn't seem weird. You know, every 5 years I get it. I'm thinking of you. Text from a friend. Cool. And so he's not even getting out of the car yet. He's just cracked the door open. And I said, no fucking way, you motherfucker. Right? He said, I'm sorry. And I was like, you had better be Tom that worked Disney. Because if you're not, I've just insulted somebody or created a really awkward situation. And he was like, yes. And I said, well, oh, he said, I'm sorry, do I know you? Right. Uh-huh. And I was like, you do. And if I said, and then I said some names, and he was like, yeah, I know those people. Uh-huh. And then I said, I'm Theo. And he was like, Theo, oh my God. And I was like, I know, it's been some time. Things have changed, right? And so anyway, that was cool. And but of course, the valet had brought the car by that point and had spent a whole minute staring at me like, just wrap this up and get moving. So rich, Princess Diana, you need to get... Oh, that's not a great appropriate joke at all. So, yeah, and I'll say, like, we'll stop there. That's that. Lots of fun, lots of excitement. And what about you? What's shaking bacon?
I still need a fucking chair. So my chair that Brent didn't break is still not broken, and it's driving me crazy. I just can't find one that I want. I decided I can't have the one that I really want because it doesn't have any arms, and I need arms in my chair. So I have to find a chair with arms now, and that actually rules out all the chairs I was looking at. So I have to start over from the beginning and probably get some cheap piece of shit chair. So boo, exactly. And then in other news, I went back to work kind of on site, so 2 days a week. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, exactly. I have to work in a building with other people, and I'm not finding it at all agreeable. I feel like I'm in a fishbowl because everyone can see my monitor, and, you know, everyone can see what I'm doing and where I am and what's going on. And I'm just like, dude, I don't like this. Right. So other than that, Brent's cousin Tim listens to our podcast. I found out yesterday. So shout out to Tim. Hi, Tim. You know, people listen, right? There are a few people who do listen.
I always go into a little panic when it's like, oh, so-and-so is listening, or I'm a listener.
You should be like, welcome, Tim.
Tim, turn this off immediately.
That's funny. So yeah, I think Tim lives in Texas or Florida. I'm not sure. I should know because my friends told me, but I don't recall. I'm very sorry, Tim. But anyway, if you want to win a free t-shirt, Tim, you know what to do. So shall we talk about the story for today? The apology?
Oh, no, let's hear another story that I have that I can just trot out on demand. Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Let's dive into it. Yes, because as they like to say.
Yes, on March 8th, which was Friday, the LA Opera posted an apology on Twitter for an earlier post they'd made that day in honor of International Women's Day. The original post had four pictures of people in full costume from various operas and identified each picture with different phases of the menstrual cycle, menstruation, follicular, luteal, and ovulation, and a caption stating, "The moment when the dwarf looks in the mirror for the first time and doesn't love what he sees, we felt that." So in case anyone is as ignorant as me, the follicular phase is the phase before release of the egg. The ovulatory phase is when the egg release occurs. And the luteal phase prepares the uterus for pregnancy by thickening the uterine lining. And we all know what the menstrual phase is, so I won't go into that. And as I mentioned, the pictures were from various operas, but I'm also not educated enough in opera to know what characters they depicted or what their situations were, except for the first one, who's the lead character of the dwarf and a man, so not a great choice for International Women's Day. Overall, it was a dumb post for International Women's Day, as the opera itself noted in its apology, which I'll read in a minute. And of course, if you remember, which I didn't remember because I hadn't heard anything about it, this ill-considered post also came 3.5 years after multiple women accused Placido Domingo of sexual harassment and abuse of power while he held management positions at the LA Opera, with dozens of people saying his behavior was an open secret in the opera world. Domingo published an apology saying, in part, "I am truly sorry for the hurt that I caused. I accept full responsibility for my actions, and I have grown from this experience." However, later, he partially retracted the statement, claiming, "I have never behaved aggressively toward anyone, and I have never done anything to obstruct or hurt anyone's career." So we could probably do a separate podcast on Placido Domingo's apology, because that would be interesting to talk about. But anyway, so back to the LA Opera, I think the least they could have done was to create a post supporting victims of sexual harassment for International Women's Day, or even a post.
Oh, my God. Women. Are you? That is such a great idea. Why did they do that?
Right? Or even a post celebrating women in opera instead of a stupid joke. So this, by the way, this may be the shortest podcast of our lives because that's all I've got on this, which is not very much. And I don't know if you have any more before we talk about the apology, but I'm betting you might.
So here's where it got weird for me, right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, not cool. I said weird, uh-oh, not wonderful.
Oh, it was weird.
Well, not weird, weird. Okay, whatever, Theo. So you may remember that once upon a time, I thought I would. It would be good for me to become a nurse. And uh-huh. I took a lot of biology classes.
Right.
And physiology. And so I studied in great detail the menstrual cycle.
Oh, wow.
Right. And it was pretty fucking fascinating. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, well, you know what? That would be interesting to talk about, like the cycle and the hormones and how and the cascade of chain reactions that occur mm-hmm. in order mm-hmm. to produce, right, the menstrual cycle. And then it was like, you'll be mansplaining periods to women during International Women's Month.
Yeah.
And with a female co-host. Who probably, oh, yeah. And so don't do that. And so I didn't. And then, of course, we had our episode about opera, which I've been informed is somebody's least favorite episode of all time. Remember
oh,
the dog poo in the face?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So we did look at the history of opera there. So it's like, okay, well, I kind of yes. did that. There's no point. The history of opera hasn't changed. And then I went to the story on Instagram and did my favorite thing to do when I'm like, I got nothing. And it was read the comments. And they're kind of all over the place. I don't know if, have you read the Instagram comments on the apology?
I went and I looked at it and it looked like comments were turned off. So that was this morning. So I didn't see any comments at all.
Oh, okay. Well, so same, I clicked on something through the news article and couldn't get to comments. And then I was like, well, I'll go on Instagram and see if that, and here we go. Ready? And I'm not going to read all. Most of the LA Opera Instagram feed is well beyond my understanding because it's about opera and it's just not something I
not your wheelhouse.
No. And like I could name one, two singers. Well, all right, Placido Domingo. Now I can name three, right? Anyway, so I kind of didn't get it. And it seemed like there were some jokes in there that were very opera centric that just didn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't care enough about, about opera to try and decode it. But most of their posts, most of their comments, given how esoteric and very specific this is, have like 10 comments or 10 likes.
Right.
This one, 297.
Wow.
Which is 29.7. Hi, I can do math when there's a zero involved. 29.7 times greater than their usual. Okay, so comments, right? And this is the bit I thought might be interesting, right? Is to just have this discussion about public outrage again, right? This doesn't address the fact that not all women menstruate, though. You say, quote unquote, like us, as if you mean, quote unquote, all women. The issue isn't making a post about menstruation. The issue is using menstruation to define women. Now, I'm going to say, okay, I get that. That makes sense. Not outraged because I'm not a woman and I didn't feel it was necessarily trans women exclusionary, but at the same time, also, yes, it was. And then the LA Opera says, we owe you a clarification, colon, and nice use of the colon, ladies. Oh, that's gross. Okay. We meant, quote, like us, unquote, as to mean all women PR team at LAO. We own up to alienating trans men and women, as well as genderqueer folks, and apologize for any harm or offense that may have caused. All right. And then that has 11 replies to it. I totally understand, but it's a shared experience by many, and I don't think the post was trying to alienate people who cannot menstruate rather than normalizing a bodily function. Give it a rest. Every post doesn't have to be inclusive of every single person. Some posts are about specific people. Get over it. That sounds nice. You don't owe anyone clarification of anything. People are overly sensitive nowadays and looking, all caps, for a reason to be offended. It's so irritating, OMG. And then there's an emoji that looks kind of frustrated. Somebody gives two thumbs up. What are you thumbs upping? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whose comment to what? I couldn't say. Well said. Looking around and seeing no women with a hysterectomy or in menopause getting offended. All right. Okay, cool. As a trans patron, I never felt alienated by this laughing crying emoji. Interesting choice, though. I am so pro-trans, but just like Black Lives Matter is an anti-white, trans men don't need to exclude women, a huge population, or include themselves in it, and trans women should get that cis women suffer in silence with menstruation tax and stuff. No apology needed. People are too offended by everything today. Can someone please explain the post to me? It was just pictures of different dresses with different period stages. It makes no sense why people got offended. 5 replies to that. Same, LOL. You're out of your GD mind. It was totally offensive, insulting to all in the photo. Mr. Dixon's, and that's capitalized D-I-X-O-N, image is tarnished. To be... What?
What?
I know. To be so cavalier is the problem. I expect lawsuits next. Totally unacceptable, period. Totally unacceptable, period. Okay, I'm going to guess that that's pretty funny and on purpose. Are you a woman? Okay. Are you a grammar? Am I a grammar today? Sorry, everybody. There's been a time change and my brain is just not here. On top of my original reply, I doubt their image is tarnished because of an image with some words. Last I checked, and I thought maybe that was from the LA Opera. It's not. Last I checked, you weren't any of them, so why are you speaking for them? Plus, if you are just sensitive and hate woman and the fact they have bodily functions and rather force woman into silence, just say that. Okay.
What?
You're really reaching and grabbing at this stage to find a reason to be offended. Okay.
Yeah.
Was the post trans exclusionary? Kind of, yes. Arguably, yes. Was it intended to be so?
Not just trans women, but like that one poster said, a lot of women who are not trans don't menstruate either. So there's a whole lot of women that don't menstruate, whether they're trans women or not.
That is true. That is true. And I always go to the most politically charged aspect of any conversation. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I could go on and on and on for like 285 more comments. Wow. But we'll kind of leave it there. And so I think what's wrong with society
is... One of the many things that's wrong with society.
Thank you. What one of the many things that's wrong with society is we've built these forums or these platforms, right, where people can express themselves.
That is a problem.
People don't know how to express themselves. No. Well, right? Not everybody is a writer. Not everybody is a comedian. Not everybody needs to have a microphone or a podcast or a listener named Tim.
Yeah.
We should not be doing this.
We're the lucky ones.
Yeah. And so I think that's that. I think it's people just need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
And say more clearly what they mean when they express themselves and give everybody some room to misspeak. You know, we're demanding perfection all the time from everybody and it just kind of seems impossible.
Counterproductive. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Okay. Let's go through our reading process and see where we land with this one because I have ideas.
Let's hear the apology first. So the apology, which was posted to Instagram, they took down the original post and then posted this apology. It said, earlier, we posted what was intended to be lighthearted commentary about the completely normal biological functions that more than half the population, like us, face in silence and often shame due to the hush and post on such topics around the world. Our timing was off by connecting it with International Women's Day, a day when we should instead be celebrating our many accomplishments and contributions. We apologize. So I don't like this apology. One reason I don't like it is because they say that they put in this thing about completely normal biological functions, like anybody cared that it was about menstruation.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, maybe they did, but it wasn't the point of the thing. And then they also said our timing was off. So the problem wasn't with what they said or how they said it, but that their timing was off and they shouldn't have done it on International Women's Day. So let's look at, what is beeping? Something is beeping. Can you hear that?
Not at all.
Okay, good. So let's look at our criteria. So the first one is, was there an expression of regret? Not really. Was there an explanation of what went wrong? Well, there was an excuse. They said our timing was off. So I'd say no to that one. It was not an explanation. It was an excuse. And it was an excuse that didn't make a lot of sense. Was there an acknowledgement of responsibility? Yes, they said they did it. So, okay. Was there a declaration of repentance? No. Was there an offer of repair? No. And was there a request for forgiveness? No. So how would I rate this apology? I would give it a one.
And so once again, we are so completely in agreement. There is rarely conflict between us. I also am giving it a very low score. I'm going to give it a two because I'm better than you are. No. I give it a one as well. I feel like, all right, they apologized. They made the effort. It wasn't a great apology. It's a joke I didn't get, but that's not their fault. I don't even know the word, a barbarian. I know nothing about opera or really anything that rich people like to do or enjoy. So, no. And I felt that their second apology, their reply to S.I. No, who was their reply to? Their reply to S.I. Lockwood, yes, in Instagram, was a better apology, where they say, we owe you a clarification. We meant like us as to mean all the all-women PR team at LAO. We own up to alienating trans men and women as well as genderqueer folks and apologize for any harm. Now, they also went straight to the political. They did not say, and women who can't, who don't menstruate anyway. But regardless, I feel like their second apology was better. And that's usually the case. You know, the second apology tends to be a little more thought through. And so, mm-hmm. given that this is a PR team, mm-hmm. now
yeah,
I can,
you think they would know better.
Right. And also, now I can make a joke, right? Because it's an all-female PR team. And like, ladies, you need to add a guy to the team, right? This wouldn't have happened if I'd been there. And by the way, I'm employable now, right? But also, yeah, I have right. now canceled. Yeah, that wasn't a great joke. But
you'd be happy to work at the LA Opera.
Oh, my God. Well, so if you want people who know nothing about opera, I can talk to them about nothing about opera.
Perfect.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, it's a one. However, I get that they're not bad people. It wasn't ill intended. It was just, you know.
It was poorly thought out.
Yeah, and everybody does that. I just made a terrible joke, and, you know, people might rightfully come for me. And S.I. Lockwood, if I see you in my feed, I'm not going to read your comment because I don't care about digital stuff.
Perfectly said.
Thank you, once
well
again.
Well communicated. So, all right, so we give it a one on average. I believe you said one. So you said two, and then you said one, so I'm thinking one. So that would give it averages out with a one. On this apology. So not a good one. We seem to have a lot more poor apologies than we do have good apologies, which is sorry to say and sad. So hoping next week, maybe someone will apologize properly.
Right. Listen,
we can talk about that.
You better apologize well.
That's right. Or we'll talk about you. Okay. So do you have a who's sorry now or an apology expected this week?
Oh, I do. So it is apology expected. And it's from Senator Katie Britt from the not great state of Alabama, which has banned IVF. But also, thank you for doing that, because you just continue to highlight that there is a Republican agenda to control women, control people, control lives, shove us back into the 1930s, right? Kiss your checking account goodbye, Juliet. You won't be allowed to have it if Brent won't let you. All that stuff, right? And what will she be apologizing for? Well, she told a story in her rebuttal to the State of the Union address that was about sex trafficking. And in her story, she implied that this is something that happened because Joe Biden was president, right? Well, actually, the sex trafficking event that occurred, which was factual, it did happen, happened 20 years ago and had absolutely nothing to do with the Biden policy or Biden administration policies, right? And so I expect a little bit of a, I'm sorry if it seemed like I was saying that this woman suffered violence because of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It was because of, well, George Bush was in office 20 years ago, so Republican administration, but, you know.
And George Bush.
Yeah, it is a whatever there. So, Senator Katie Britt, I expect an apology from you, and we should not make up stories to help us present cases to the American people that prove our position. If you don't have enough facts to prove that you have a reason to be unhappy, don't make them up.
Yeah.
Just don't be unhappy. That's your option. Okay. And what about you? Apology expected or who's sorry now?
It's kind of both, but I guess it's an apology expected. So Boeing admitted on Friday that it cannot find any record of the work done on the 737 MAX final assembly line in Renton to open and reinstall the panel that blew out on January 5th on Alaska Airlines Flight 1282. Boeing's presumption is that no record was ever created, but I'm guessing that it was destroyed. And this happened, this news came out during a week where one Boeing airplane went off the runway onto the grass. Another one had an engine catch fire 10 minutes after takeoff. A third lost a wheel, which fell into a parking lot, damaging several cars. And another report emerged of a Boeing plane that experienced rudder control failure during a landing. And federal regulators announced the result of an audit saying that Boeing fails to meet quality control standards in manufacturing. So I expect an apology from Boeing and a complete overhaul of their corporation.
Yes. And I also think, hey, airlines, double check those planes, triple check those planes, because
at least check them once.
Someone's going to die.
It's just a matter of time at this point before something terrible happens.
Yeah.
Sounds like, which is terrifying. I'm not going to fly any more Boeing planes.
Or at least the 737 specifically.
Well, at least the MAX, but not the, I would prefer not to fly any Boeing planes, to be honest.
Prefer not to fly at all. If you really think about it, it's a metal tube in the air. And that is just fucking dumb.
But if I have to, it's Airbus for me, baby. Airbus all the way. Until it comes out that Airbus is doing the same thing. But anyway, I'm not going to slander Airbus on this podcast and get sued.
or denied a ticket.
Or denied a ticket, even worse. Even worse than getting sued. So I think that's it for this week. What do you think?
I think that's it for this weekend. I think that,
all right.
Ready? The Fat Lady Has Sung.
The Fat Lady Has Sung.
That's an opera reference.
And we have a vacation next week, so we might have a classic episode being played. And then hopefully we'll come back in a couple weeks after that.
We'll come back stronger and better.
Stronger and better than ever. And until then, stay cool, cucumbers, and don't trip potato chips.
Take care, and I don't have a rhyme.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Apologies Accepted, the podcast.
You can find links to the articles and the sources in the show notes.
To submit an apology or find out more, visit us at apologiesaccepted.net, where you can also find our merchandise.
We're on Twitter at Apologies Accepted.
And on Instagram at apologies.accepted.
You can support our important work at Patreon/Apologies Accepted.
And fuck Facebook.
Bye.
Bye.